One important feature of Scientology is its presentation as a workable spiritual path. Scientology frequently uses the language of technology. Its teachings and practices are presented as procedures that can be learned, applied, and followed toward expected spiritual results. The word technology usually refers to an organized application of knowledge. It suggests that when the correct procedure is followed accurately, a predictable result can be produced. Official Scientology materials describe Dianetics as a practical technology for addressing the reactive mind. Scientology is presented as a path for increasing spiritual awareness and ability. Official Church of Scientology, this approach can be very attractive. Many people are frustrated by vague religious language. They want something practical. They want clear steps. They want to know what to do next. They may be drawn to a system that promises measurable progress through consistent application. Christian leaders should recognize this longing rather than dismiss it. Christianity also includes practices. Christians read scripture, pray, worship, confess sin, receive baptism, participate in communion, practice generosity, seek wisdom, and gather in a Christian community. These practices matter deeply. However, Christian practices are not technologies that control God or guarantee spiritual advancement. Prayer does not force God to produce the result we request. Bible reading does not automatically make someone spiritually mature. Religious activity cannot earn forgiveness. A person cannot climb toward salvation by mastering the correct spiritual procedures. The gospel announces that God has acted first. God created us. God came to us in Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins and rose from the dead. The Holy Spirit gives new life. Salvation is received by grace through faith. This means Christianity is not primarily a technology of human ascent. It is the good news of God's gracious descent to rescue us. Christian transformation is also personal and relational. The Holy Spirit is not an impersonal spiritual force. He is the third person of the triune God. He convicts, regenerates, indwells, guides, sanctifies, gives gifts, produces fruit, and glorifies Jesus Christ. The Spirit cannot be controlled by a procedure. Christian leaders must also remember that something appearing to work does not prove that the worldview behind it is true. A practice may help someone focus, communicate, develop discipline, or feel temporary relief. Those results should be considered honestly, but usefulness alone cannot answer the deepest question. Who is God? What is a human being? What is sin? Who is Jesus Christ? What happens after death? How can we be reconciled to God? A workable technique cannot replace revealed truth. When speaking with someone influenced by Scientology, a Christian leader might ask, "What has been helpful to you about having a clear spiritual path?" After listening, the leader might continue, "May I explain why Christianity sees spiritual growth as a relationship of grace rather than the result of an exact spiritual technology?" This response recognizes the longing for practical growth while gently identifying the reduction. Christianity does offer a path of discipleship. But we do not save ourselves by successfully completing it. We walk because Christ has first come to us. We grow because the Holy Spirit is at work within us. We practice obedience because we belong to Christ, not because our techniques can produce salvation.